Let's rank NBA legends. This is a quite disputable list of players that are still currently playing and are retired. This is a hotly contested list, as there are different requirements for each person that you ask. But this is my personal list, and we are starting with two honorable mentions before we count down from five to number one. The first honorable mention is Kobe Bryant. I flat out despised this guy when growing up. He was the epitome of cocky, but he backed it up. I didn't really gain a lot of respect for him until near the end, or when he retired, of what he accomplished in the NBA. But growing up, you hated the guy. If you weren't a fan of the Lakers, you definitely were not a big fan of Kobe Bryant, because he probably crushed your team's dreams. Five rings, 5-2 NBA Finals record. The man was simply an absolute assassin when it came to scoring. Two times Finals MVP, 15-time All-NBA, 18-time All-Star. Absolutely berserk. The second honorable mention goes to Steph Curry. And not just because we share the same name, but he's pretty darn good. Even to this day, he's still showing exactly what he's capable of doing. He is launching those threes like no one has ever done before. He's actually changed the game of how basketball is approached by attempting all those three-point shots from beyond the arc. With that being said, 10-time All-NBA, 10-time All-Star, Finals MVP twice, 4-2 in the Finals. One thing I'd like to note is his 45.3% field goal percentage in the playoffs, a slight dip from his regular season average. He's asked to do a lot for his team in the playoffs, 27 points per game average. No surprise there, he is the guy who has the ball in the most important times of the game. Now, counting down from 5-1, at number 5, Magic Johnson. You know how the kids say the word Riz these days? Having swagger, all that jazz. Well, Magic Johnson had that Riz. 13 seasons, and he went to 9 NBA Finals with a record of 5-4, 3 times Finals MVP. His playoff stats were awesome too. He did it all. He passed the ball, shot the ball, got the rebounds, 50% field goal percentage in the playoffs. I wonder what he would have been able to accomplish in addition to his awesome, stellar career of 13 seasons. He was away for a few seasons due to battling his illness with AIDS. But when it comes down to pound for pound in his 13 seasons, Magic Johnson, easily a top 5 all-time player in my books. At number 4, it's a baller that played in the 50s and 60s. It's Bill Russell. In 13 seasons, he went to the Finals 12 times. And guess his record, 11-1. And with those 11 rings, 5 MVPs. This guy got it done in the playoffs when it mattered most. On top of that, 12-time NBA All-Star, 11 All-NBA, 4-time rebound champion. And he was the reason why the Celtics are so popular today, is because Bill Russell was one of the original pioneers that ignited that tradition of winning in Boston. Now we're getting a little spicy. At number 3, I have LeBron James. Yes, LeBron James at number 3. Not at number 1, and not at number 2, but 3. No disrespect to LeBron James. He is the best player of his generation. 22 seasons strong. He's got 4 rings and 4 MVPs to go along with that. His finals record, 4-6. He's been to 10 NBA finals, which is an awesome accomplishment, especially with all the parity there is going on these days in the league. But I think there's two guys ahead of him that are more deserving. Just going through his resume, 20-time All-NBA, 6 All-Defensive, 20-time All-Star, and Rookie of the Year as well. Obviously, an incredible career, and undoubtedly one of the best of all time, but not quite the best. And number two, I have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. In 20 seasons, he went to the NBA Finals 10 times. And out of those 10 times, he came away with 6 NBA championship rings. Alongside those rings, 6 Finals MVPs. Something that no other NBA player has been able to accomplish, including who I have at number one. Some other awesome other accolades include 4-time blocks champion. Not only could he score, he was also defending on the other side of the court. 53.3% field goal percentage in the playoffs. If the ball was in his hands, it was probably going in. At number one, it should be no surprise. It's Bugs Bunny's teammate from Space Jam, Michael Jordan. In 15 seasons, obviously taking the scenic route with a bunch of retirements in between, he had an NBA Finals record of 6-0. A playoff record of pretty much 67% winning percentage in the playoffs. 33.4 points per game. Again, these are all playoff stats. He got the job done when it mattered most. And what I love about Michael Jordan the most is that he refused to lose. That 6-0 NBA Finals record is the craziest thing I've ever seen in sports. Once the man reaches the pinnacle, he will not be denied. And that's why he's my greatest NBA player of all time.